Hi, this is Dave Carl, creator of Paws and Tales. You might be surprised to know that each and every episode of Paws and Tales, the audio series, requires a bunch of actors, a writer, a score composer, a songwriter, singers, genius web people, and a master of snacks. Okay, there is no master of snacks. That was just in my head. To get Paws and Tales out to the world, we are in need of folks who have a vision to reach families for Jesus just like we do. If you'd like to help, just log on to pawsandtails.org and go to the donate button. A gift of any size will help us to introduce Paws and Tails to families around the world. Thank you for joining the club by helping us invite more folks to imagine God's love.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. Adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. There's a bustle of excitement on Main Street as folks are making preparations for Christmas. Choosing that special gift for that special someone is one of the best parts of the season. That's just what the girls are doing with their little noses pressed on the front window of the general store.
Oh, look at that one, Stacy. Isn't it wonderful?
It is, Marcia, and it's just perfect for your mom.
Oh, really?
I think you should get it.
Ooh, but what about this other one? It's so shiny. I can't decide which I like best. What do you think, Goose?
I'd go with the shovel if I were you.
You really think a shovel would be better than a rake?
If she's gonna plant that new garden in the spring, then she's gonna need the shovel.
Okay, that settles it. I'm getting the shovel.
Hey, Stace, what are you staring at?
Huh? What?
You're practically drooling.
Oh, it's just this hair ribbon in the window. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Ooh, that is pretty.
I could stare at it all day.
Oh, it's so delicate. It looks French.
You have to put that on your Christmas list, Stacy.
Ooh, it's so delicate, May.
Ooh la la, Malty, it's French. Can you live without it, you?
Oh, that ugly blue piece of tape.
It's not tape. It's a ribbon!
A hair ribbon.
Oh, excuse me. I forgot what I learned in frilly girly summer school.
Don't you boys have somewhere to go?
Hey, Miss Fufu, we don't have to be anywhere or answer to anyone or even know anything. Ha!
Do you even listen to yourself? You've got to listen to yourself.
What?
Doing a little Christmas shopping, are you? Well, don't be forgetting about us.
Yeah, I sure could use a jar of that perfume over in the window.
I'd suggest a whole gallon, Malty.
That's not funny.
A whole gallon? Oh, boy, she got you.
Well, it was nice chatting with you gentlemen, but we have a shovel to buy. So long.
Goodbye.
Why do they have to be so creepy?
You can stop laughing now!
While the girls discussed all the shortcomings of Hugh and his friends, CJ and Papa Chuck were in the fix-it shop, discussing Hugh as well, but in a very different sort of way.
She is gonna love it.
I hope so. She's been wanting a pie safe for years.
So how ya gonna get it under the tree?
Well, I hadn't really thought of that, CJ. Well, that's a good question.
Maybe you should give her a pie with a note telling her where she could keep it.
Hey, not bad.
So we have this Christmas gift exchange at school next week.
Well, that ought to be fun.
We aren't allowed to spend any money, and I'm stuck.
You just solved a problem for me that I didn't even know I had. Well, how can you be stuck?
I pulled Hugh McClaw's name. I don't know what to give him.
Well, what does he want?
Miss Harbor had each of us write out a wish list, but Hugh asked for itching powder and for school to be outlawed.
So he's not going to be any help. Here, give me a hand with this drawer.
Sure.
A little tighter. Make the edges meet.
Well, I guess I do know what Hugh wants.
Do you? Well, then you're set.
I just don't know if I want to give it to him.
What's the gift?
I think he wants to be a club member.
That involves the others, doesn't it?
Yeah, but they'll let him in. They did before.
That's a pretty generous gift.
I just have a feeling that if he was not around Multi and Mange all the time, you know, and be with us, he might change. I think it would be really good for him.
You may be right. That kind of gift could change everything for Hugh.
How do I wrap that?
Well, you could write a formal invitation. Put it in a nice oak box. I've got some scraps of oak around.
Really?
Sure. You write up the invitation, I'll help with the box.
It's a deal.
Across town, there are Christmas plans in the works as well. It's just that they are not as pleasant. At Hugh's house, it hasn't been pleasant for some years now.
Hugh, where are you?
You in that box again? Going through that stuff every day won't bring her back, you know.
I know.
I'm going. Make sure the kitchen's cleaned up before I get home. This place is a dump.
I will. Dad, can I get my allowance early?
Why?
We're having a gift exchange at school, and I wanted to get something for it.
Ah, who would want a gift from you anyways? Make a card and call it a day.
Fine.
Don't forget the kitchen.
I won't.
Is it safe?
It's safe.
Whew. I don't mean to be rude, but your closet smells like a tuna died in there.
We're not supposed to spend any money on the gift exchange.
I know.
Okay. What's all that girly stuff anyway?
Was that your mom's?
Yeah. Now, let's get out of here.
We heard your dad tell you to clean up the dinner dishes.
I think everyone in the county heard him.
No one tells me what to do. Let's go. Out the back.
Hi, I'm Io from North Carolina. One of the many reasons I love listening to Paws and Tails is because Ned the Beaver. He just cracks me up.
Hello, Dave Carl here. Where does your kid listen to Paws and Tails? We'd love to know. You can upload a photo of your kids listening to Paws and Tails in the car, half buried in pillows while coloring or doing a puzzle. So many ways to listen. We will be posting a bunch of these photos on pawsandtails.org. Just think, your kid's photo could be on the wall of the clubhouse in Wildwood.
The next day at school was the last day of school, at least for Christmas vacation. There was so much excitement in the air, it's a wonder that anything got done at all.
Is everyone done with their project?
Yes, Miss Harbor.
Oh, Goose.
Sorry, CJ.
Is that glue?
Oh, yeah. I'd say about the whole bottle. Oh, I thought the lid was on tight.
Oh, that's bad. When that glue dries, it'll be stiff as a board.
CJ, go soak your shirt in a bucket. You can put on one of the painting smocks.
That's just great.
Sorry. I'm really sorry.
It's time to put your school things away and get out your gift exchange presents.
Yeah! Presents!
This year with our gift exchange, I thought we'd try something different. We will pass out our gifts, but no one will open them here at school.
Not open them here?
Oh, that doesn't seem right.
I would like you all to not just think about the gift. I would like you to stop and think about the giver of the gift. So you may take your gifts with you, and before you open them, appreciate the one who gave it to you.
What? What'd she say?
Psst, Mange, look at CJ.
Hey, nice shirt there, CJ.
Now, couldn't you find one that was a little smaller?
It's a painting smock. It is supposed to be big, and it's dry. Unlike my shirt that's soaking in a bucket. This is so embarrassing.
You look like a can of paint blew up all over you.
I think it looks kind of artsy. I don't suppose that helps. Sorry.
Class, settle. This Christmas, learn to think about the giver. Think about how God gave us his son, God's most perfect gift, and be thankful for it. And do the same with your classmates, even if their gift is not, well, perfect.
What? What are you looking at me for? I give good presents.
Yes, very much.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Class, all right, now, let's start delivering your gifts. Just leave them on their desks and return to your seat. Go ahead.
Okay.
Here, Hugh. Merry Christmas.
Oh, no. I get one from you? Hey, Malty, I get a present from a drop cloth with fur.
So much for appreciating the giver. Merry Christmas.
Look, Sammy is reading my cards. I hope you like it, Sammy. Who's your gift from?
It's from... I can't quite read the writing. It's all smudged.
My gift's from Ned. Thank you, Ned! Oh, what could it be?
It's a good one this time, okay?
Stacy, what's wrong? You look like you ate a bug.
It's worse than that, CJ. My gift is from Hugh.
Well, that's it, students. The Christmas holy days are here. I will see you all back here January 3rd. Don't forget your tree ornaments!
Yay!
Merry Christmas!
Well, the class gathered up all their things, put on all their cold weather clothes, and headed out for Christmas vacation.
Ned, I can't wait to open your gift. You wrapped it so nicely.
Thanks, Goose. I'm pretty sure you'll like it.
It's the Goody Two-Shoes Club members.
CJ, did you give Hugh a box full of money?
No, I did not.
How disappointing. That's what he really wanted.
Doesn't seem heavy enough to be that set of encyclopedias I've been dying for.
It's probably a wonderful gift. CJ is very thoughtful.
And polite. He's thoughtful and polite. Oh, and a snappy dresser.
Snappy. Oh, what a dresser.
Oh, thoughtful boy. Did you make you some socks with little daisies on them?
No. It's a bowl of fruit painting.
Oh, no. It's a cubist portrait.
What?
I have no idea.
A cubist portrait. It's funny.
It's not funny. It doesn't mean anything.
You just made it up. It's not funny.
It is funny. You're just too ignorant to know it. It's a style of painting.
It's just something that I think you would really like. Merry Christmas.
Cubist. You made it up, and it's not funny, and it's all there is to it.
Knock it off, you guys. Let's go. Nutballs. Both of you.
Cubist was funny.
Can't they say anything nice? I mean, it's Christmas.
Hey, what's up with you, Stace? It looks like you're holding a bomb.
Stacy's present is from you.
Really? Oh, well, maybe I'll just stand over by CJ.
We've been trying to figure out what's in the box. It's very lightweight. Oh, Stacy, what if it's fire ants?
Oh, could be a scorpion.
How about a leech? That could come in handy if the scorpion bit you.
Scorpions don't bite, Goose. They sting repeatedly. Over and over again.
You're not helping. I'm nervous enough as it is.
Don't worry, Stacy. He likes you.
CJ, you didn't tell us that you had Hugh's name.
We weren't supposed to tell each other who we had.
Can you tell us what you got him?
Membership to the club.
That was your gift? We're starting up with that again?
Papa Chuck helped me make a box to put the invitation to his welcome party in.
A welcome party? I love it. Oh, when?
Monday.
Oh, he doesn't deserve it.
I'm gonna stop in and see Papa Chuck. Wanna come?
Sure.
Stacy?
No thanks. We got plans.
Sleepover! 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 Sleepover!
Have fun. See you all on Monday at the clubhouse.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye, Ned.
Hey, Papa Chuck. School's out.
Wow. Presents?
They're from our gift exchange. Miss Harbor didn't want us to open them at school.
Yeah, she wants us to think of the giver.
So, did either of you think of the giver today?
Well, sort of. Mine's from Maria. Okay, I haven't yet, but I will.
How about you, CJ?
Not yet. I'm a little stuck on how Hugh reacted to me. He was making fun of me for even giving him a gift.
Really? He made fun of you?
It was bad.
Nothing says Christmas joy like making the giver feel like an idiot. I hope he snaps out of it once he opens it up. He wants to be in the club. I know it.
He might still come around. Let's just wait and see.
This is pitiful. I asked for firecrackers. What am I going to do with a knitted hat? What did you get, Malty?
I don't know. Piece of glass and a cardboard tube? What is this, Hugh?
Oh, read what's written there.
Where?
Oh, for crying out loud. It says it's a telescope right here to see the stars with. You point at a star and you look through there.
Schmaz, we can spy on folks. Hey, I got a good one this year.
Hugh, you gonna open CJ's present? It's probably decoupage or something.
How about for Christmas this year you promised to quit saying words like that?
Perhaps you could try to get at least as smart as a banana slug.
Well, I don't know how smart a banana slug is. But hey, hey! That was a cutting remark! Take it back!
It was cutting.
Yes, it was.
And completely unfair to the slug. You can never become that smart.
That was another cutting remark! Hey, come here, you! Come here! Oh, how about a little Christmas punch?
Would you two goofballs knock it off?
Sorry, Hugh.
Oops!
What happened?
A cover in mud.
CJ's present just got knocked into the mud. Get it out, Hugh. It's still okay.
I wouldn't want it now anyway. No big deal. Let's go.
From Ozark, Missouri. Don't go away, there's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Do you know what's the biggest problem?
I guess I don't.
What? To where? I get so excited about going to school that I don't plan stuff out very well. I wore my shirt on backwards last week, don't you know?
Here is one of our newly made Paws and Tails t-shirts. It has the Paws and Tails logo on the front, so you'll never be confused and wear it backwards.
It would be so great if people could just go on to pawsandtails.org and order one.
Goose, I think you're a genius.
Later that night, the girls were once again having a sleepover. And the focus of the three girls? Presents. Marcia opened her homemade paper doll set from Lily, and now it's Stacy's turn.
Maybe we should just wait until Christmas Day.
Relax, Stacy. Hugh likes you. The chances that you have a gift that will explode or bite you or send you to the doctors are very small.
I feel so much better.
You need to take a chance, Stacy.
Come on, Stace. Open it.
Oh, great. Could I get some support here? Goose, you go first.
Okay. I'm so excited. Ned gave me this. What could it be? Bubbles! Oh, I can't believe it. I love bubbles. I've got to open this. Watch this. Look, there's a circle, and there's a sphere. A globe.
That's great, Goose.
Whoa, a round egg. That one.
You're next, Stacy.
I don't know.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know.
Oh, Pearl.
Can't I wait until tomorrow morning after breakfast?
A bunch of
grapes. It'll give us all something to look forward to.
Spaghetti and meatballs. Without the spaghetti.
Stacy, open the present.
Tear it open.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Get it in the line.
It's a hair ribbon. It's even prettier than the one we saw in the window. Oh, how would you know?
They all came up behind us when we were looking at it.
That's right, but this is so nice.
It's better than nice. It's amazing.
Who would would have thought that Hugh McClaw would give you something so beautiful and thoughtful?
You know, my mom knew Hugh's mom, and she used to have a lot of pretty things. I bet this belonged to Hugh's mom. I think he gave you his mother's hair ribbon.
I'm so ashamed that I thought the worst of him.
He's given us all plenty of reason, Stacy. Don't worry about it. It's all over. And you can thank him in person at our Welcome to the Club Christmas party we're giving him on Monday.
Okay. Well, I think I should try it on.
Try it on. Oh, can I help?
I almost didn't open a gift that's... Well, it's a treasure. And I almost didn't open it.
The next day, Saturday, CJ was walking over to Ned's house when he found his unopened gift to Hugh tossed to the side of the road, half buried in dry mud.
He never even opened it.
CJ was so confused and hurt that he didn't know what to do or what to feel, for that matter. So he turned around and headed for the fix-it shop.
Who is it?
It's CJ.
Oh, come on in. I thought it might be Nana Cindy. What is that?
My gift to Hugh.
Oh, no.
He threw it in the mud on the side of the road. He wants this. If he'd only opened it... It was a big gift. It was going to change everything we do at the club, but we were willing to do it. All of us. To reach out and help Hugh.
It hurts, huh?
It does.
Parents get that sometimes. They do something for their kids, something special, and the kids sometimes treat it badly. God gets that a lot.
I suppose.
The Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from God. Blessings, even the gift of salvation. That's about as big as it gets. Cost him the life of his son. But lots of folks don't open that gift, even treat it like trash.
So does God get mad about it?
Oh, I think he's mostly hurt, disappointed. He keeps offering his gift, though. For as long as a person lives, God keeps offering his gifts. He wants Hugh to be a Christian and keeps giving him chances to accept it.
So what do I do?
Well, for you... Maybe you should make sure that you never do anything like that to somebody else, especially God. Don't let Christmas be just about the gift. Stop and give thanks to the giver. As for Hugh, maybe you need to keep watching. Wait for another time when he might be ready. That's what God does. Don't give up on him.
Okay.
Give me a hand with the pie safe?
Sure. She is gonna love this.
Oh, I hope so. I guessed at the color. I hope it's okay.
Quit worrying. She'll love it because it came from you. Every time she looks at it, she'll think about the giver.
You're turning into quite a bear, CJ Brown.
Maybe it's the folks I hang around with.
Gift through his own son. stars. The wise men brought gifts. They had traveled so far, but the child that they worshipped brought something much more. The hope that the world waited for.
To order a copy of today's program, Every Good Thing, just log on to pawsandtails.org. Every Good Thing was written by Amy Robertson and directed by David Carl. The song, Waiting for You, was written by Sandy Howell and Shelley Spady. Music was by Billy Martin, and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production and a proud supporter of Keys for Kids Radio.